So I know the number one thing going on tonight, it's Leafs, it's Bruins, I get it. But if the game is bad or the game's on commercial, you need other options. Whoa! Well, you've got NBA playoffs. Orlando, Cleveland, hard one to sell, but I have a way. You got Philly, Knicks. You got LeBron versus Denver. It's all going on. Wesley Chang, betting content creator for TSN, joining me now in studio. Hey, Wesley.
Cos, good to have me here. Appreciate being here. How's it going?
Woo! I'm doing well. Let's rat-a-tat-tat this. And we'll start at the top, a game I don't expect anyone to watch except for the most hipster of NBA hipsters, Orlando at Cleveland. To me, this is the safest bet on the evening. Under 203 total points. Game one was started at 209. It went down to 206. Those teams scored 180 points. It was ugly, ugly basketball. I'm screaming to the heavens. The line tonight is like 203. Take the under. I'm not expecting scoring between Orlando and Cleveland.
Yeah, we call this one the NBA League Pass special.
Yeah.
League Pass. It.
This is on NBA Twitch.
Yeah. Nobody's going to be watching this one. Now, look, credit to both these teams. The reason why the total is the way it is because both of them have very good defenses.
They do.
So shout out to them. But okay. I think both these teams challenged offensively. Cleveland showed out in the first game. And I think the number one question mark that was going into that game, Donovan Mitchell is dealing with a little bit of injury coming into the last few weeks of the season. So we didn't know if he was going to be 100%. If you were on NBA Twitch watching that game, you probably saw it. Mitchell looked close to 100%.
Yeah.
So I think because he's basically exactly where he needs to be, Cleveland's just have such a mismatch offensively. So I think this is going to be a tough series for the Magic. I was saying this to a coworker earlier. If there's one series that I'd be like non-1-8, okay? So I'm excluding Celtics. Yeah. If there's one series I think can be swept, this is the one.
Yeah, I think so as well. And again, take the under. Okay, just wanted to get that out of the way. More interesting game, Philly at New York.
Very interesting game.
Let's start with Joel Embiid, the MVP last year. He's been battling injuries. It seems every game he leaves for like 10 minutes, comes back in, knee injury here, knee injury there. Your thoughts on the health of Joel Embiid?
My take on Joel is he's hanging around the three-point line a lot more if you're watching the game. And so on a lot of these DHO, like dribble handoff actions, he's sitting back as opposed to diving towards the rim. I think that's a tell. I think that's a tell that he's just not confident in what he's physically capable of doing.
And we saw that, by the way, it started to interrupt in the fourth quarter of the Miami Heat, the win in the play-in tournament. Joel Embiid scored like 11 points. Three of them were three-point shots.
Yep, exactly. So after that crazy Trace McGrady, you know, off the back, that was a fantastic play. Crazy he did that in the game one of the first round of the playoffs. But I do think there are some concerns. Well, I think this will be a very telltale game for how healthy he is.
I would say, when in doubt, bet the under on Embiid. And by the way, I'll give a shout-out to him. He's still at 29-8-6 in that game one loss to the Knicks, but I'm just leaning unders on Joel Embiid.
If I had to pick of those three, I'd say rebounding is probably the type of thing where he's not going to get up and down as much, and you're playing against a team like New York, which is one of the best rebounding teams in the NBA. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about those three levers, I'd probably say the rebounding's. Rebounding's the one that he probably misses out on.
OG Anunoby. Points and rebounds, and you can find all this on FanDuel, 17.5. I looked at his numbers. He hasn't been putting up these sort of numbers since January. It almost feels like he's getting reputation, and it's only because he's with the Knicks. He's with the Raptors. You don't get a reputation. Play with the Knicks and do well, you get a reputation. I hate to be Debbie Downer. I'm liking the under on that.
That was one of the ones I saw here, Cause, that I'm going to tell you. I'm not so sure. I do the same.
No, counter.
No, if you looked at all the buckets that OG got, I think five of his buckets were just straight up dunks. He got right to the rim, wasn't guarded much, really good on cutting back door or cleaning up plays off second offensive rebounds. But he's a three-point shooter. He didn't really have too many of those go down, or he wasn't even taking too many of those. I think the ball might be a little bit more evenly spread
out
in this game.
So that's when you say, pump the brakes on the under.
I'd pump the brakes on that.
Okay. Being small doesn't impact you as much in the regular season. You can put up incredible seasons, 82 games. In the playoffs, being small is a bit more of a detriment. That's a long way of me saying, how the hell is Jalen Brunson's over-under totals at 30.5? I expect him to shoot better than 8 for 26, because 8 for 26, which he shot in game one, is lousy. But he's at 30 games in the playoffs. He's averaging 21. His over-under is 30.5. That number seems way too high.
Yeah, but those are 30 playoff games before this season. And this is a top five MVP candidate season out of Jalen Brunson.
Okay.
I think the biggest thing, too, is just Julius Randle's not there. I think that's the number one difference. So he has to carry the offense. I mean, he didn't shoot well, but to his credit, usage-wise, the whole offense runs through him. There was a stat the other day. Nobody in the NBA dribbles more than Jalen Brunson per possession. So it's just him running around with the ball and then seeing whether or not he can kick it out, get somebody an open shot, or he himself puts it up. But I'm with you. I don't think this is a good scoring game for either Embiid or Brunson. I think there's an opportunity for the role players to do a little bit more damage.
Then the most fun game. You're done with the Leafs and Bruins. You can't fall asleep because you're either really, really happy or really depressed. Lakers at Denver. I mean, this is just a perfect way to end the evening. And my concerns here is the Lakers only had the one day off. Usually in the first round of the playoffs, you play a game, you're off for 9 days, you then play game two. Anthony Davis, 45 minutes. LeBron James, 41. I'm looking at all the different bets on FanDuel. I'm liking the unders. I'm even liking the Nuggets, 7.5. That is a high number, but they're 11-1 at home, and I wonder how drained LeBron and Davis are going to be tonight.
I felt like it was a missed opportunity, game one.
Yeah.
Because they look good. They look
great, especially the first half.
2.5 quarters, they had that. They had a chance, but then obviously Denver went on a run. But if you look at LeBron in the play-in game, he almost blew that game for them when Zion was going off.
Yeah.
LeBron looked gassed. He couldn't hit.
He looks 30. He's 39.
He looks 39. He looked 39.
And the thing is, he doesn't look 39 in the first half. But at some point in the highest level of competition in basketball, he starts to look 39. And you know what? It's his right.
It's absolutely his right.
He should look
He's
his
allowed
age.
To look 39. So I agree with you. Out of these two, if you had to pick one to go over, I'd pick AD, especially because if you watch how they were game planning him in the late quarters there, they were force feeding it to him. They kept trying to get him mismatches in there, and LeBron wasn't doing as much. I'd definitely go with the LeBron under if I was to pick one of the two.
Everyone's sexy dark horse team going in the playoffs, everyone was taking the Dallas Mavericks. And you understood why. The metrics.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay, so you were all over there. And by the way, it was smart.
I'm still on it.
You're a guy that's going to finish in the top three in MVP. Kyrie's done well. Hasn't promoted any anti-Semitic documentaries. That's a bonus for him. The defense got better. They did better at the trade deadline. So this was a team hot and no Kawhi Leonard. Everything is leading Dallas's way. And they score 8 points in the second quarter.
It was really rough to see. I think we were joking about this. It looked like Dallas was getting ready for like a Monday night against the Detroit Pistons.
Yes.
That was the type of effort it looked like.
Cunningham, we'll just deal with him.
No urgency. It looked like they weren't bothered by how badly they were losing in that game. But again, you saw this out of all 8 home games. Every single home team outshot their opponent from 3-point line.
Mm.
The Clippers were no different.
Right.
The Clippers are the only dogs coming up in this next slate of game twos as the home team. They absolutely killed them from deep. James Harden, I think, opened, 3 for 3 from deep? 4 for 4? He didn't miss a shot. And that just put them in a really bad hole, and the Mavs never recovered.
Is it remarkable that, and I guess a lot of it was just 3-point shooting, but the Clippers win without Kawhi. Milwaukee wins without Giannis. Like, we've seen some stars that aren't playing, and it didn't. Minnesota was an underdog, and they go and beat Phoenix in game one. Maybe the biggest takeaway from the weekend for me is we're always looking for that next big star. And I'll leave you with this one. It's Anthony Edwards, 33 points for the Timberwolves, 9 rebounds, scored 18 in the third. But take the betting and the points of the props away for a moment. It feels like we're always waiting for that young guy to have a moment. It feels like we're having that with Anthony Edwards.
He's a star.
Yeah.
Just as simple as that. Anthony Edwards is a star. I mean, he's got these highlight reel, get up out of your seat type of moments that you're always, you want to see from the very best in terms of the NBA. But what I love about him is his competitive spirit. He, unlike some of the other guys in his draft class, he's just cut from a different cloth. And I love that he gives it on both ends of the court. He's the offensive fulcrum for this team, and he brings it on the defensive end as well. So even if they don't end up pulling the series out and somehow they get upset, I still like where the arrow's pointed for this guy. This guy's definitely the future of the league.
As I let you go, is there any other bets, props, things you like in tonight's slate of games, or today or tomorrow as well?
I'll just give a quick shout-out to, our guy, Groat, Kyle Lowry.
Yes.
I think he looked really good in game one. I think Nick Nurse, as we know, likes to ride his guys. And Kyle Lowry is one of those dudes. So take a peek. See if you like any of his props. I think Kyle Lowry continues to get run into the floor tonight.
A little Kyle Lowry versus OG Anunoby as well. A little Raptor on Raptor crime. By the way, poor Pascal Siakam. He's like, wait a minute, Tyrese Haliburton, I thought you were supposed to be good. You took 7 shots.
He had a great game.
Haliburton took 7 shots and Siakam took 25.
You know, shout out to Siakam. He looked really good that game in a losing effort.
Wesley, always appreciate. Where do people go? They want to find your stuff. They want to read you. Where do they go?
Chang Wesley, last name, first name. Find me on X. Find me on Instagram. That's where you'll find all my content.
Or on Twitter as well.